Good morning. Authorities are bracing for potentially violent protests in Catalonia as the region counts down to the possible jailing of separatist leaders. The Supreme Court is expected to announce by October the 16th its much-awaited verdict in the case of 12 separatist leaders for their role in a banned referendum and short-lived independence declaration in 2017. Jail terms of up to 25 years are possible. Catalan separatism has always prided itself on being a peaceful movement, and its leaders say that has not changed. But there are concerns in Madrid that possibly heavy jail sentences for the separatist leaders could unleash pent-up frustration among a radicalised fringe. Underlining fears that some independent supporters are becoming disillusioned with mainstream separatist parties, police last month arrested seven activists on charges of bomb-making and preparing violent acts for around the time of the verdict. A new group, Tsunami Democratic, has emerged advocating more active forms of civil disobedience. As a precaution, Catalan riot police have been equipped with heavier and taller security barriers to protect officers and which protesters can't throw or climb over, so police sources said. Sources in Spain's Interior Ministry said the government had already deployed an unspecified number of police reinforcements to Catalonia and could send more if the regional force asks for help. Members of Extinction Rebellion kicked off 2 weeks of activities worldwide yesterday. London police said some 135 climate activists had been arrested, and in Amsterdam, hundreds of demonstrators blocked a major road and set up tents. In Spain, a few dozen activists briefly chained themselves to each other and to an elevated road over a major artery in Madrid, snarling up traffic during yesterday's morning rush hour. The National Police said 33 activists were taken to their premises and three were arrested for resisting orders by anti-riot officers. A few hundred other protesters camped out in 40 tents at the gates of Spain's Ministry of Ecological Transition. Founded in Britain last year, Extinction Rebellion now has chapters in some 50 countries. And electric scooter users and cyclists will soon be prohibited from both riding and parking on pavements under a new set of regulations being prepared by the Traffic Department. The new rules were outlined yesterday by Perry Navarro, the Director General of the DGT, in his official presentation on the latest campaign on behalf of wheelchair users. Pavements are for pedestrians, wheelchair users, and for people pushing prams and pushchairs, he said. And our intention is that vehicles such as scooters will not use them in any capacity. He stressed the need to reduce the number of parking spaces for cars in order to allow spaces for scooters, bicycles and motorcycles to park away from pavements. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.